Trumpy strikes again.
Thank you.
And could we please move to item 1338, please?
And then we're going back to concerts?
Yeah, then we'll go back to the...
Authorize application and accept a grant in the amount of $75,057 and appropriate $60,000 for fiscal year 2017-18 from Oregon Impacts Driving Under the Influence High Visibility Enforcement Program for sworn overtime reimbursement.
So, colleagues, as you know, this is a grant program that reimburses the City of Portland for the Traffic Division's direct enforcement that's focused on reducing impaired driving and improving traffic safety. I think we're all aware that there have been a number of high-profile pedestrian deaths in our city of late, and this is one of the programs that is specifically targeted towards reducing those kinds of conflicts between vehicles and pedestrians. And we have Sergeant Barnum here this morning to share a few highlights of the program. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Mayor, council members. Thank you very much for your time. This grant is provided to the Portland Police Bureau through Oregon Impact, which is a community group based out of Clackamas County. They've been providing this grant to the City of Portland for and other municipalities throughout the state for well over 15 years, to my knowledge. And year to year, we find that this grant really serves the city very well. Just case in point, last year, on grant overtime funds that we had with officers working, we arrested and took 201 impaired drivers off the road, which are both alcohol and marijuana impaired drivers, drug impaired drivers. That's 19% of the total custodies that we had, the total arrests that we had for the whole city that were not a part of the grant. In all together, our total statistics for the year on impaired driver arrests were over 1,000. Almost 1,100 drivers were arrested in the City of Portland. What this equates to is 1,100 people who had the opportunity to maim, kill, or injure our community members in our city. This grant really does provide a viable community livability issue, which where we're at right now, trying to reach the goal of Vision Zero by 2025. We really do need these funds. We monitor these funds closely to make sure that our officers are not being overworked. We coordinate with some what we call high visibility enforcement times, which we actually have one that starts this Friday. So as a part of the grant, there are a few specifics that we have to work in order to be in grant compliance, and one of those is a high visibility enforcement through the Christmas and New Year's season, which starts beginning on the 15th of this month. Overall, this will provide over 1,000 patrol hours at no cost to the city. So I can't help but to think that it's a benefit for our community members.
Very good. Any further questions on this item? Commissioner Fritz, did you have a question?
More of a comment that being aware that we have in the past had a challenge with racial profiling and with people of color being disproportionately stopped. I hope that there will be some kind of mindfulness as these patrols are sent out to just bring that to attention, because some of these biases are almost subconscious. And I just want to make sure that everybody is safe this holiday season.
Absolutely.
Very good. Any public testimony on this item, Carla?
One person signed up, Shedrick Wilkins.
Come on up, sir.
Yes, I am Shedrick Wilkins, and I think it was a year ago I took the unpopular viewpoint about in cases where there's a crash of a car that the driver be and an ambulance shows up that they should be of a mandatory blood test. So also I think it's important to find out where people are getting a lot of alcohol and drinking around, so some of this information or the increased use of the police to pull people over, we'll find out which restaurants or bars are letting people out, you know, and stuff like that. So I get some statistics there. And again, I really think that impaired driving, there's an illusion too. I think I drink beer, and when you about the first hour you drink beer, it peps up your brain and you feel good. which enhances skills, but then after about an hour, you tank, and you're not awake, and you're not alert. So alcohol is tricky, because, again, it's like a stimulant at first. You're relaxed, and then it hits you, and then you're just dangerous to everybody.
Thank you. Any further questions? Please call the roll.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fritz?
Yeah, another thought that occurs to me in response to Mr. Wilkins' question is I don't know if we've ever coordinated between the Office of Neighborhood Involvement's Liquor Control Section and the Oregon Liquor Control Commission and enforcement efforts like this. So I'm sorry I didn't ask you that before you had an opportunity to respond, but it's certainly an area where we should be doing a lot of wraparound thinking so that we do keep people safe. Thank you for your work. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The ordinance is